Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Down. Ertz fakes. He's back. He's looking. He is going deep. He wants Devontae Smith. He has it. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! Devontae Smith beat Rodgers.
They set that one up perfectly. They bring six offensive linemen on the field. It's a play action to Saquon Barkley. Everyone blocks it up perfectly, and Smitty just outruns the secondary and into the end zone for the touchdown.
That is a 79-yard touchdown pass from Hurts to Devontae Smith.
And it's a perfectly thrown ball by Jalen Hurts. He dropped a dime.
Boom. Yes, he did. Hurts to Devontae, 79 yards. A big one early in that third quarter. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. All right. Do we have to give Kevin Petullo some credit? A little adjustment?
I think so.
A little change? Oh, all right.
Is that what y'all wanted to see?
We all wanted to see. How about this yesterday? So the Eagles called four play-action passes from under center yesterday. They had just done five in the first six games. So in the first six games, five total, so like one a game. They did four yesterday. Hurts on those throws, Hugh, was 4 of 4, 121 yards, and a touchdown. It worked.
Yeah. I mean, and he got the ball out of his hands quickly. I think that's the biggest thing. You know, he was on time. I feel like a lot of the times when he missed throws, it was because he was just a little bit late. But yesterday, he was on point. He was definitely on point.
He was. And look, I think people have been screaming it. Analysts have been screaming it for weeks. Get him under center more. Do a little more under center. You can open up the play action game. And they did it. And it worked. So I think there's probably two schools of thought on this. One could be, why did it take Petullo so long to realize something so simple? But the other school of thought is, he adjusted, right? They used the 10 days. They looked at things. They realized how little they were doing it, and they incorporated it to the game plan. Let's hear from Jalen Hurts yesterday talking about that shot to AJ, and it was that shot to Devontae. And Devontae was the one that was saying, we could do this. We could do it. Let's call it. Here it was.
Yeah, he had a lot of confidence in that look, had a lot of confidence in that, and he was chirping about it and ended up getting called. I'd say, a great feel by him, great execution from the guys up front, and then great call by KP to get to it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Great call by KP. So is KP off the hook now? Is Kevin Petula off the hook?
Well, I think the consensus was for everybody to give credit where credit was due,
mm-hmm.
you know, and talk to everybody. Because N'Kobe Dean did the same thing. You know, N'Kobe talked about how, you know, all week long he was taking a lot of heat. He don't listen to a whole lot, but he did hear that and all the other good stuff. So I think it was one of those things where it was a circle the wagon moment. And that's great because they were playing bad, especially when you talk about the expectations what they've heaped upon themselves at the beginning of the season. You weren't playing up to those standards. So, yeah, I think everything was fair and you answered the bell.
I think there is a chance here. Again, I don't know if Petullo's going to end up being a great coordinator, a good one, an average one, or he's out of here in 6-3 months. But there is a chance that he used the extended break, right, from the Thursday game to this game to fix some things. I mean, he is a first-time coordinator, and maybe he's got a better feel for it. I mean, is it a coincidence? We'll find out. But the best passing game Jalen's had in a very long time comes after they had extra time to prepare for this football game. So I liked what I saw at Petula yesterday. The run game is still going, but the pass game and the way they got to that play, setting it up, it obviously worked. And listened to his players. So good on Petula. In terms of another coach, though, I thought it was a weird day by Nick Sirianni. Look, they won, and ultimately he's in charge of the whole thing. But his in-game decision-making was bizarre yesterday. So first, let's start with this one first. So before the half, Jalen Hurts got sacked. Let me find it. So this is where it was. The Eagles got sacked on their own 35-yard line with 23 seconds to go and two timeouts. And he let the clock run out. Two timeouts, 23 seconds to go. They're on the 35. So what do they need to get in Jake Elliott's range? Another 25 yards, right?
Mm-hmm.
Does that put the ball to the 40? Which would set up like a 58-yard field goal? I think that seems like it's a... You see those field goals all the time now in the NFL. So they basically needed 25 more yards, two timeouts, 23 seconds to go, and they sat on it. And, you know, sometimes you'd be like, all right, well, we can't block. Jalen's not playing well. Let's just get out of here and not have a bad turnover or whatever. Mm-hmm. But Jalen was playing well yesterday.
So why not take a shot?
Or exactly. Or two shots. You have two timeouts. I mean, you could throw the ball in the middle field.
The game wasn't decided at that moment. You had the momentum. But, yeah, I hear what you're saying.
It was 14-6 at that point. I thought it was very, very conservative.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. Yeah.
I even went back to look how much time. I'm like, wait, because when I first watched it, I'm like, oh, maybe there was like only 15 seconds or 10. Maybe I was wrong. But there, I mean, you have 23 seconds and two timeouts. You could throw the ball two or three times.
Yeah, you just had it. You had a nice little drive going because you completed the ball, looked like two times to Smitty right there.
It was bizarre. So that one I didn't like by Sirianni. The other one, earlier in the game, they went for a tush push on 3rd and 1, and they ended up getting a false start. I kind of wish they ran a real play on 3rd and 1, and then they always have the tush push in their back pocket for 4th and 1, but that was whatever. The other one that caught my attention, again, being very conservative yesterday, later in the game, it was 21-16 early in the fourth quarter. They had a 3rd and 5 in, you know, kind of manageable field goal range. And Hurts at that point was 15 of 17, and they handed off to Barkley on 3rd and 5, which just kind of, you know, set up the field goal that Jake Elliott missed. But I don't know, Hugh, you have a quarterback that is playing one of his best games. It's 3rd and 5. You're not running
Let him do his thing.
Let him throw.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't understand that either. Because even in that sequence you're talking about before the half, the guy took a sack. Took a second that sequence. So
and there were two timeouts left.
yeah. Let him cook.
Yeah, I thought it was a very conservative day by Nick Sirianni. So much to the point where late in the game, like the last drive by the Eagles, I wonder if he would have been as aggressive if the Vikings had scored a touchdown on the prior possession. Remember, that was the one where Hawkinson caught it and then they overturned it.
Yeah, they overturned it. Right. Like a catch to me though.
I thought it was a catch at first, too.
That was a hell of a
play. I thought
it
was. Well, they called it a catch, and then they overturned it. But so if Hawkinson had caught that ball, it would have been a 3-point game or a 2-point game, depending on the extra point. I kind of wonder if Sirianni would have ran the ball three times, made the Vikings use their timeout, and punted the ball away instead of being aggressive and letting Hurts throw on third down and ultimately, you know, to finish the game there with the shot. I don't know. But I thought it was a weirdly conservative game by Nick Sirianni, considering how good his quarterback was playing. 215-592-9494. Let's talk about it. Eagles win 28-22. Jalen Hurts, Let's just say it again, just because we don't get to say this very often. 19 of 23, 326 yards, three touchdowns through the air, and Hugh Douglas, a perfect passer rating.
Banner day.
It was absolutely a banner day. What'd you feel as you watched it? Was it a finally or an I told you so? Well, it was a finally for me. Hugh Douglas claims it was an I told you so, but we don't really believe him on that. Chuck in Mount Airy's up. Hey, Chuck.
Chuck. Yo, Gilio, what's the dealio here?
Hey, what's up,
Chuck,
man?
What's up?
Hey, man, let me say this, man. All y'all boot-licking Jalen Hurts fans is calling up peacocking because he threw for 300 and some odd yards and three touchdowns. Well, it's about damn time. That's what we've been waiting for. You know what I mean? It's eight in the box. You know, Jalen's going to have open, you know, A.J. Brown and open Devontae Smith all day long for those long passes, those deep bombs. You just got to get the ball to him. So, you know what I mean? Everybody's peacocking. Let's see him do this consistently. If he does this consistently, we ain't talking about the defense struggling. We ain't talking about the offense struggling. We talking about the quarterback man up for MVP and the team, you know, possibly going to their second Super Bowl in 2 years, back-to-back Super Bowls in 2 years. So, you know, hold on the peacock and hold off, please. You know what I'm saying? All the Jalen Hurts lovers out there, we all Eagles fans, okay? Let's get that straight. And he wouldn't be able to do that if that offensive line didn't step up yesterday and block in the pass. Passing game. Now, they were great, you know, blocking in the passing game, giving them time to be able to, you know, find those open receivers. And number two is, I challenge anybody to go back and take a look at Saquon, you know what I mean, and how he picks up blocks on blitzes. You know, he does that better than anybody in football. So, and then the defense, you know, holding the team to 3 points opposed to touchdowns until your quarterback gets going is huge. So I just want to say this, right? Everybody out there, they want to see Jalen, you know, do well, or, you know, bragging about him doing well now. Let's see him do this every week now. You know, because the thing about it is this, right? We don't have to worry about an edge rusher. We don't have to worry about any of that if you get up on teams. And and the thing about it is with Kevin Petullo, he's an excellent play caller. This is his first year. And I think that he's going to be a head coach. I think the world of the guy. I tell you one thing, though, right? Jalen just got to complete the passes and deliver, you know, what's on the menu. And that's it. You know what I'm saying? He needs to just play point guard out there. And as long as he's doing that, getting everybody else involved, then we should be fine. You know what I mean? And listen, the ghost of Saquon is allowing the passing game to get off. All he has to do is complete the passes. This game is to stop Saquon Barkley. It's not that hard. It's not that difficult, man. You know what I mean? So that's why we get on him the way we do, because we've seen this in him before.
And we know with these receivers, the pass game should be good. I mean, it should be good. Now, look, and Chuck, good phone call, man. I don't need Jalen Hurts to lead the NFL in passing yards. It's okay. Like, if we get up on teams, we can run the ball. We've seen that many years with Jalen as the quarterback. I don't need the volume of numbers every week in terms of passing yards. But I need efficiency, and he did it yesterday. And to speak to Chuck's point on there are throws there, if he hits them, they're going to win. You know, for as much as Petullo's gotten crushed, if Jalen Hurts connects with AJ, remember the play 2 weeks ago where AJ looked like he stopped?
Yeah.
Right? If he connects with
we only lost one game.
Right. If that play connects, he's over 300 yards against the Broncos. Last week, he was at 283, and he missed Devontae deep, right? So that would be over 300 yards. And then yesterday was 326. They hit everything. So the passing game, three straight weeks, was this close to 300 yards each time. I mean, obviously, there's something that is working play calling wise, and we have the receivers, so we know it's there. They just have to do it at a, I'll just say, even a semi-consistent rate. And Hugh, you've been saying this for a while. It makes me wonder now, is this going to help the run game? Like, it's three straight weeks where the passing game is getting guys open down the field, right? They're this close to three straight 300-yard passing games. You think this is going to back defenses off?
Yeah. It's going to have to, because if you're – but you got to win. You have to win.
Yeah, and they only won one of those games.
Because
yeah, right.
You even look at – excuse me. You look at the game this week. The Minnesota Vikings, they still kept it close. They still were in striking distance,
yep,
of taking the lead and getting the win. You have to be more efficient in the run game. You're going to have to throw the ball so much that people believe that you can beat them throwing the football. That's kind of where it is, because as a defender – you know, you know where your bread and butter lies. Your bread and butter lies with Saquon running the ball. Even though, you know, the offensive line is a little bit more banged up, you still know that he's a legit threat to run the football. So you're going to play the run. You're going to play to stop the run every time. So well, you have to throw the football.
Yeah, and look, that's the way teams are playing them. Now we'll see if teams start to adjust. As it, look, because the passing game has been better. It's gotten incrementally better the last few weeks. If it continues to, they're going to have to honor that more than they usually do. Sports Talk on WIP presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Junior in Texas is up on WIP. Hey, Junior.
What's going on, guys? Happy Victory Monday.
Big day. You know, great day. What's up, Junior?
I'm tired of two things, guys. I'm tired of people pretending like Jalen Hurts is some limited passer, like he needs his hand held. We all know what he is. He's a great quarterback. He's a top quarterback. And we just saw him put the entire team on his back against the number one pass defense in the NFL. I don't want to hear any Jalen Hurts slander for the rest of the league, rest of the season, if I'm being honest. And the second thing, I'm tired of Kevin freaking Petullo. And here's why. The play structure is still out of whack. That fourth down touchdown to A.J. Brown only happened because the offensive line gave us like 10 seconds to throw and A.J. ad-libbed on it. All they did was run curls again out of that 2x2 set. And it's the most frustrating thing to watch Kevin Petullo try to scheme things up because all they do is just run curls, out routes, and it's the worst thing in the world. I'm fully out on him. I'm tired of them making those bonehead decisions on third down. You have third and five, and you decide to dial up an inside zone to Saquon.
Junior, let me jump in. I didn't like that either. Actually, I hated that one, considering the way Jalen was playing. But I can't take the head coach off the hook on that one. I mean, he could say, let's throw the ball here, and then Kevin will call a play. Now, he'll call a pass. Now, it might not be a great pass design, to your point. But that's Sirianni's got say on whether they run or throw on that third and five. That felt like – I thought Sirianni was conservative all day with those kind of decisions.
And you're absolutely right. You know, he's been really timid to kind of start the season, and I'm not sure if he's trying to put too much on Petullo's plate and take some of his off. I'm not sure where that disconnect is, but they really need to get that together because those calls on third down were – they're conceding on drives or they're conceding before the half and they don't really know what they want to do and they kind of just let the clock run out. It's going to hurt us really big later on down the line, and that's something that they really just need to get together. Be aggressive or don't, but actually decide beforehand. Don't let the clock run out in the game.
Well, yeah, and trust your quarterback. And Junior, appreciate the phone call, especially on a day he's playing well, right? And look, there's the Jalen thing. If he plays well, everyone's going to praise him. If he does, the criticism will come back. We know that, Junior. But yesterday, Jalen was playing well, right? It was pretty obvious from the jump. Jalen was kind of in.
He was on point. He was locked in.
Yeah, I think in the past we've compared him to like a 3-point shooter in the NBA. Mm-hmm. He was hot yesterday, right? He had his shot. He was feeling it yesterday on his throws. So I just thought Sirianni was super conservative. I do blame him on a third and five give up run before a field goal. Also,
that was insane.
It was crazy. And then Elliott missed it, which made the whole thing look worse. Also, that first touchdown, the fourth and four bomb to AJ, they ran it on third and 13. Does everyone remember that? They set up that play. Now, Saquon happened to get 9 yards on a run on third and 13. But think about where they were. I believe they were at midfield running on third and 13 on the first drive. I think they were giving up to punt. Right? Like if Saquon only gets 2 or 3 yards, which.
Then they're putting it in punt.
They're punting.
Punt position.
Yeah. Right? It would have been fourth and 10.
Mm-hmm.
They're at the 47-yard line. I don't think they're attempting a 65-yard field goal in the first quarter. They're punting. So that the only reason that first bomb happened is really because Saquon bursted 9 yards and gave them a shot at the fourth and four. That was also weirdly conservative by Sirianni. Mike in Medford is up. Hey, Mike.
Mike.
Hey, gentlemen.
Hey, Mike. What's up, pal?
First of all, Prince is one of the most overrated musicians in the history of pop music, so I just want to throw that out there.
Wow, he's with Kyle on this one.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Now, do you like Prince less as a musician because of what happened with your personal life?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I still like Prince.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant Mike. No, you could separate the music cue from what happened.
No, Prince is a hell of an artist. Mm-hmm. Prince has put,
Prince
like...
touched me when I was a kid.
All right.
Mike, yeah. No, thanks.
Yeah.
No. I'm sorry.
It's weird. Made it weird.
No, yeah. So, yeah, overrated. So, I'm not going to apologize to anyone. I have always been one of those, quote unquote, everyone would call me a hater, but I'm not a hater. I just don't understand why How and It Told You So can happen when you have one good game every 7 weeks.
I mean, that's why to me the hotel Dussault don't work, because otherwise you just you just say it every week, and then the once every 5 weeks it happens, or 6 weeks or whatever, then you could say I told you so. It doesn't really work like that, but yeah, what am I supposed to do?
I mean, yeah, and it's exactly, we're all fans. We all want him to see, you know, to play great, and we know what he can do. We just haven't seen him do it. And then the I told you so say, I know what he can do, and you all just need to shut up. And it's a bit infuriating.
Well, so I think with Jalen, and Mike, appreciate the phone call. With Jalen, it feels like when he doesn't play well, people hear that some don't think he can play well. When that really is, for me, that has not been the majority of people in a long time, Hugh. Now, you get your stray every once in a while, like, mm-hmm. he's a fraud, he stinks, he can't play. But that's, I would say in the fan base, that's the minority, right? Most Eagles fans that we talk to every week, we all agree he can do it. He's done it many times. And
it's just been inconsistent.
Right. And so then the discussion and the confusion and the frustration becomes, why is it another month go by before we see a game like this? I don't know the answer. But the better if he plays like this, it can make up for a lot of things. They're still not running the football. They're still not getting great pass rush. They have a second corner that is just a disaster. Whoever it is out there can't cover anybody. So, but isn't that the NFL? If you get great quarterback play, you make up for a lot of things.
Yeah, you do. And it helps everything. And I think that to help Mike out, well, first of all, it doesn't help when you call in and say weird things.
Yeah, that was
to start off conversations.
We don't move on.
Yep.
And it that doesn't help. But it's when you try to me, when I hear some people, not all people, but it's almost like you try to strip down what he's already accomplished. He's accomplished a lot. And you try to take that away from him to validate him being this, that, or the third. And that's why I think it's not fair. It's always fair, Joe, and we have these conversations every day. If you want to talk about Jalen's inconsistency, that is fair. Because to a man, he hasn't been consistent. And even when Creepy Mike called in and talking about, you know, Jalen being, you know, doing it every 5 weeks, that's even fair.
Yeah, it is.
But when you try to call in and strip him of everything that he's accomplished, that's where I don't think that's fair. That's almost like saying, you know, the fact that BG had one of the biggest plays in Eagles history diminishes the fact that he had a rocky start as an Eagles pass rusher when he first got here.
Yep.
You see what I'm saying? So that's what it is. That's what I hear. Because nobody talk about BG like that. The only thing we remember about BG, and he's been a phenomenal player, played 15 seasons. But nobody talks about his rocky start and how they try to run him out of town.
Yeah, you know what it is? You are what you are at the end of the day, right?
Yeah.
It all adds up to your career. It all adds up to the player you are, right? There's ups, there's downs. It's like in baseball. Like, there's plenty of guys that get hot for 3 weeks. But at the end of the day, if you're a 240 hitter, you're a 240 hitter. And if you're a 300 hitter, you're a 300 hitter. There's differences there. And Jalen, and the part that yesterday both is exciting, and then it also makes you think, like, why does it take so many weeks to do this again? We have the receivers. I mean, like, I actually think at times we underrate how good of a player Devontae Smith is. Devontae Smith is awesome.
Phenomenal player. Most decorated receiver in the history of the game, ain't he?
Well, what?
What are you talking about, from college in the pros?
Heisman
and all that?
Championships.
Yeah, all that.
I mean, he's awesome. I think because of the way the Eagles play, they've been a running team a lot his time here, so his touches are limited anyway. Jalen runs a lot. That takes away some chances. And then they put AJ in the mix a couple years ago, right? So another player that's a little bit better than him is on his own team. Devontae Smith is an awesome player. Like, they have two awesome receivers.
No doubt.
True number one in AJ. And I don't even know how we rank Devontae, but if he's a two, he's as high of an end of a two as there is in the NFL. Like, they've got plenty here to throw the football. David in Westchester. What's up, David?
Hey, Joe. Hey, Hugh.
Great. Hey, David. What's up?
I'm actually ecstatic since, you know, this month of just dismal sports play. Yesterday was a great win. But what I want to ask is, do we give credit to Kevin Pultullo, even though I've been ripping him for the entire season?
Yes. I think he deserves credit after yesterday. He adjusted. They had different things in the game plan. Three straight games, if Jalen hits a couple of shots that they missed, it'd be 300 yards in three straight games. They're moving the ball pretty well right now through the air.
Okay, so what? How do we fix this running game then? You got any thoughts on this? You're an offensive-minded juggernaut.
Offensive-minded juggernaut. I'll just go back to how defenses would attack the Eagles. Like, the biggest thing is, David, is they don't respect the run right now. The run is not being respected. I mean, excuse me, the pass is not being respected. So in order to make them back off and play the pass more, you have to throw the ball more. That's my simple fix for it. And when you do that, then you fix the running game. Because a lot of times when I see Saquon Barkley run, he had some tough runs yesterday, but they're getting penetration in the backfield before he even get going. And a lot of times as a defender, when you got a big running back like Saquon Barkley, you try to make him move, like you make him move more in the backfield than he wants to do. There's a lot of times where I saw like the first guy goes through the line and he penetrates and he takes a shot at him. So then Saquon Barkley has to adjust his route or whatever, his running route, and gather himself. And then that's when the other guys are coming in. Basically, they're gang tackling him. You know, they're told to, if one guy takes a shot, then the other guys have to come in and try to tackle him as well. And that's where he's getting bogged down a little bit.
So are they overwhelming the offensive line? Or
They're just straight run gaps, straight run blitzes. They shoot gaps. And guys get penetration, and then other guys come and see that, and they're bringing it. Because that's what I saw yesterday. Yeah, saw that yesterday.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They gotta cut those guys, right?
Yeah, well, you know, they don't try to cut them.
Yeah, anymore, not like cut block.
Yeah. No, I know what you mean. Get low. David, good phone call, man. I mean, Hugh, that's the thing with the whole, every week it feels like the same thing, where teams are daring the Eagles to beat them through the air.
Yeah,
right?
And that's what, it's going to be that way until you do it consistently.
Right. Because Jalen's had plenty of games where he's shown he could do it, but that hasn't stopped defense from playing him this way.
And I go back to that Denver game, and it feels like, because even Minnesota tried to do it yesterday. Keep the game close. Keep it close and try to win it in the end. That's the formula right now.
Well, yeah, and that game, as much as it felt like the Eagles were in full control, when Minnesota got scored one last time, I was like, man, we need some first downs here to seal this thing. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. All right, right back to your phone calls on the other side. And we got to let you hear from a couple of salty Vikings players after the loss yesterday. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whoa, boss. How did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.